morning's 4.8 magnitude earthquake struck the northeastern U.S. A new storm has swept into California and again forced the closure of Scenic Highway 1 in iconic Big Sur, where one of its two lanes collapsed into the ocean after heavy rains. Ohio pulling out all the stops for Monday's total solar eclipse as it braces for potentially hundreds of thousands of visitors. Republican Governor Mike DeWine has activated the Ohio Emergency Operations Center beginning on Sunday to help communities navigate any issues that arise before, during, or after the event. The Dow had 316 points, the S&P 500 adding 52. This is SRN News.
Our government has engorged itself on borrowed money. Now we are over $30 trillion in debt. If this bubble finally implodes, many Americans would be left penniless and heartbroken. For example, what happens if state and federal pension funds go broke? Or 401ks and IRAs get cut in half due to hyperinflation? Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, news analyst, best-selling author, and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. People who understand something big is coming. Now's the time to prepare with a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Precious metals are among the most proven hedges you can make. And they're even better inside a tax advantage account. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached, so just text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you are blessed with continued prosperity.
Hi there, I'm Madeline Cannon with Alabama Home Mortgage. Getting pre-approved is the first step towards home ownership. People are often scared or nervous about taking that first step, but I'll tell you, it's nothing to be scared of. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we will take the first step and every step along the way with you. Call us at 567-4223. We will gather the information needed to tell you exactly what you qualify for. After a call to Alabama Home Mortgage, you will know what price point to shop for, what down payment is required, if any, and what your monthly mortgage payment will look like. We take all the guessing out of it. Then, when you find the house you want to make your home, you are ready to make an offer. Along with your offer, you will submit your Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval letter. This shows sellers that you've already taken the steps necessary to ensure that you qualify to purchase their home. Wait no longer. It's time to take that first step together. Call me at 567-4223 or start the process online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
That's Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Come see how you can drive a new Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery today. Drive the new 2024 Lexus ES350, now only $353 a month. Or choose the new 2023 Lexus RZ450E for only $399 a month. You can drive a new Lexus today. Visit Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
VIN number 517-0744, $4,995 due at signing. VIN number PG02014, $3,700 due at signing. 36 months, 10K mile lease, with approved credit, plus tax, tag, title, duck fee.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our temperatures are still running way below normal, but it's a good weekend forecast. Clear skies, quite cold for early April tonight. Low temperature 38 by dawn. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. A pretty nice day with a high around 71 for Saturday. More sun, upper 70s on Sunday. Then on Eclipse Monday. Unfortunately, I'm not optimistic about the cloud cover situation for viewing the eclipse Monday afternoon. Widely scattered showers possible. High 79. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At CBNS Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertiser.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Big Harry Carey fan. I love it. You know, I love Harry Carey, and I love, and I just, you know, Harry, of course, did the first baseball game ever played. you guys are aware of that.
Sure. Mm.
Yeah, he was the only guy around at that time.
Sure.
To do that game. And it was wonderful. I got an old tape of it, and I listened to it all the time. Hello, fans. This is Harry Carey. Welcome to today's game between the Bethlehem Braves and the Jerusalem Giants. Kind of a sparse crowd here today, as a plague of locusts has made it tough to get out to the ballpark. You can hear the vendors, though. Hey, manna, get your manna. Who wants bread from heaven? It's hot. It's fresh. It just fell. Hot manna here. Penance. Penance. Our Father's Hail Marys. Can't get absolution without an act of contrition. Who wants a rosary here? Water. Water. What?
Uh-oh.
Wine! Who wants wine now? Peter looks into Jesus for the sign. Jesus gives him the sign. Holy cow! Peter denies it. He gives it to him again. He denies it again. Once more. That's three times, and Jesus is out to give Peter a sermon on the mound. Jesus, of course, the big hero in yesterday's game, came up in the bottom of the ninth with the Braves down 3-0 and hit a bases empty grand slam. Fans, we haven't had a miracle like that since we had fishes and loaves night here. I had a chance to talk with the Savior after the game, and this is what he had to say.
Well, Harry, the ball was on the outside part of the play. I was not time to make contact. First of all, I want to thank my father for loading the bases, muchas gracias, señor, and also the Holy Ghost for bringing up the double play.
Back to live action! Lazarus up to the plate now. What's that? Oh, I'm sorry. Lazarus up to the plate now. Here's the pitch. Oh, no, he's hit. He's hurt. He's down. Holy cow, he's dead. But wait a minute. He gets back up. That's the sixth time this week. That kid can take one for the team. Abraham up to the plate now. Probably up here to sacrifice. Infield drawn in for the patriarch, and now there's some action in the Bethlehem bullpen. I can't quite make out the back of his robe. It is the big number 10, Moses. Just called up from the burning bush league. Already gaining a reputation for that lightning fast pickoff move, reminding those runners that thou shalt not steal. Give it over to Steve Stone.
Thank you, Harry. Fans, you want to be here this Tuesday night when the Braves meet the Calvary Cubs. It's going to be Nabisco Communion Wafer Day here at the ballpark. All fans 33 and under get a free Eucharist signed by the Saviors. You know, fans, Nabisco Communion Wafers go down smooth. Won't stick to the roof of your mouth like those cheap imitation sacraments. Sure, they cost a little more, but when it comes to your eternal salvation, isn't it worth that extra buck in the collection plate? Remember, fans, the next time you go to the rail for that body and blood, ask for the host with the most. Ask for Nabisco.
Thanks, Steve. Here's some scores now from around the league. A big upset. David 1, Goliath nothing. Ends a long win streak for the big guy. Oh, no. Job is on the 15-day disabled list with a bad case of leprosy. Pull the hamstring. Pulled it right off. The Angels have sent Lucifer down. That's a shame. When that fellow was in his prime, he could throw some heat. This year, his earned run average is ballooned to a hefty 6.6.6.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Your last air show weekend. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Our Friday afternoon spectacular, which is a really huge exaggeration. Brad Riddell is rock, and Eddie Bader is here.
And here they are.
And we have a question for Eddie as soon as we're properly appreciated by Jeb.
Please clap.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, brother?
I'm jitty.
You're jitty?
As Al Sharpton would say. Yeah, I'm jitty. I don't mean to infer anything by asking this question.
Please.
But when I left this morning, there was a box of cookies and a bag of white chocolate pretzels from Tucker Pecan on the kitchen table. When I came back to the station, I thought, man, I've worked out hard enough today to have earned a white chocolate-covered pretzel.
I would agree.
Or even a cookie.
You certainly deserve a cookie.
But there's nothing left.
I can honestly say...
I was wondering if... And I'm not saying you
them. I can honestly say, had they been here, I would have eaten some.
Seriously, they
were
gone.
I did not see any. But when I left yesterday, I left someone here with a couple muffins and maybe perhaps a dozen or so cookies. And I see they're gone as well.
Well, those were the cookies he's talking about.
I have no idea. I have no idea what happened to the muffins. B.S. That stupid thing. I asked them to disconnect that so because it's inaccurate so frequently. B.S. B.S. Now the Fed is forecasting 3 rate cuts. They're so full of crap.
They're not cutting
it. Inflation hasn't stopped. And that big jobs report today, that was about 300,000 piles of bull crap.
Yeah, I was going to say, how much do you think they're going to have to revise that?
They're going to revise it by about 40%.
Last time it was 800,000. They lied about 800,000.
Yeah, they just lie. That's all they forking do is lie. Bastards.
I still can't believe people are voting for Joe Biden. And I mean, at this point, I would say if he's going to stay Democrat, you feel like that's what you need to do, at least look at JFK. Look at Junior.
They didn't even acknowledge that JFK was a Democrat. They've embraced Abraham Lincoln as a Democrat.
You noticed that, too.
There's even a textbook that made that claim.
Mm-hmm.
No, he was a Republican. I hate to say it. He was the 100%. One that ended slavery, not the Democrats. They couldn't get enough of it.
Right.
Wow. But these little commie rat bastards are very patient. They're like any other terrorist group. They wait and they infiltrate one little thing at a time. Before you know it, they have consumed or controlled a huge... Look at the messaging in this country. It's almost all leftist. How do you fight that?
I wish I knew.
We are David versus Goliath here. There are just so few of us with voices and platforms. And I don't want to know about being a TikTok influencer. I don't think that's how you do it.
No. But I saw a thing yesterday, and I don't know if Joey and I got to talk about it, but Biden had decided not to refill the strategic oil.
Yeah.
Because it's too high.
David Blackman.
It's too high.
Gave us a good rant on that. In fact, I posted that second visit through the Idiocracy with David. It's on my Facebook page now, along with the Dunkin' and Sun Predictathon for the game tomorrow. $300 Dunkin' dollars at stake.
I like that. I got in on that.
The thing it's just exasperating. Yeah, they used that strategic petroleum reserve is for emergencies.
Right.
And emergencies do not include Joe Biden's bony old ass getting elected. Or having his approval ratings go up because gas prices dropped. He was the one that drove him up to begin with. Then he gets applause for bringing him down. What kind of crap is that?
A lie. It's just a big fake.
It's all fake. It's... Yet, the disciples, the people who are incapable of independent critical thinking, they're just goose-stepping right along.
That's what I don't get. It's got to be affecting them. It's affecting me. It's affecting every one of us in this room. How is it not affecting them?
It's wearing me out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like the election is a month from now.
No, and that's what another thing I worry about.
Yes.
Once the election is called, and let's say Trump wins.
Yeah.
The BS that's going to happen between then and he gets in office is what I worry about the most.
Oh, they're going to refuse to certify. They're going to challenge. They're going to do everything they accuse Republicans of doing.
Right.
But it'll be okay because it's them doing it. They're such hypocritical jerk-offs. I'm up to here with all of it. I really am.
Agreed.
So we'll try and have some fun this afternoon, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
We could start with this. It's a new TV show starring Hillary Clinton called Suicide, She Wrote.
Okay.
I have not listened to this. I may be using my hand quickly on the dump button. I don't know, but that's... That's what makes radio great. You take your chances and maybe it pays off. See, just like the TV show. Murder, She Wrote.
Myself.
All right, there wasn't a whole lot to hear there except for the theme song, but it's really funny. So now what we do is we go to a website because I don't know why these social media sites, like even TikTok, why don't they have a play bar at the bottom so you know how long the damn thing is? There's nothing there.
Some, I think there on TikTok, there's some that I can fast forward and some I can't too. So I don't know how all that works. I don't know if there's certain algorithms or what.
But this is absolutely worth a look, but I have to transfer it from, I can't, if I post directly from X, it comes up as a reel, yep, with that stupid audio symbol. And part of the fun of this is getting people to see a video image that will make them want to click on it. Those who Mark Zuckerberg say it's okay to look. Come on. There we go. But it said I was making requests
sure
too fast.
Did.
Please wait 10 seconds.
Relax there, buddy.
Yeah. Anyway, if there's something you want to see, hear, or say, see, hear, or say, 272-9228. Do you have an announcement you want to make?
I can, sure.
I would like you to do that.
All right.
Because
sure
somebody sent me a thing, you know, a thing through Facebook Messenger.
Yeah, yeah, you saw that.
I wanted to know, and I said, well, Eddie doesn't care for me that much. He never told me.
This is very untrue, Greg. I think the world of you. In fact, I was going to call you, and all this kind of went kind of fast, to be quite honest.
Well.
But Hannah Gratham and I have decided that we're going to leave AXP, and we joined Forest Meadows Home and Land LLC here in Montgomery. Forest is a local broker. Nothing wrong with EXP. This just gives us a better opportunity. Forest does a lot of new construction and a lot of neighborhood development. Also used to be the president of our local Mars Association. He's got many, many years in real estate, and he's a really good dude. And one of the greatest things we look for when we're looking for a broker is somebody that'll have our backs. And knowing Forest like both of us do, we're very comfortable with the fact that he'll have our back. And I can't wait to get Forrest in here. He's a veteran. I'm sure he'll have a good time with you, Greg. But we have made that move. And looking forward to it. Like I said, nothing wrong with EXP, but we're just moving on to greener pastures.
Awesome. So let me know when you have properties and stuff. You have anything you want to mention now?
Actually, I sure did, Greg.
Now, please so much.
We've got an open house coming up this weekend.
Woo-hoo.
Yes, it's for a brand new listing we have in Pine Level. And I'm sorry, let me pull this up real quick. But it's a beautiful three-bedroom, two-bath home. We're going to have the open house on Sunday from 2 to 4. And I'm going to have a brand-new realtor with me. Her name is Teresa Coleman McMurray. I've known her since we worked at Hyundai together for probably 15 years ago.
Wow.
So this will be her very first open house. So you guys come out and see the place. It's a beautiful property. It's off the road just a little bit. It's about, I think it's right at 1,800 square feet. Three-bedroom, two-bath. You have a private drive with a big gate. So you have plenty of privacy and security there. You have to know the code to get in the gate. So, of course, we'll have the gate open during the open house. And that address, let's see if I can pull up the address, is 1640 County Road 57 in Prattville, Alabama. Like I said, it's a little bit out in the country, maybe 15 minutes from downtown Prattville. And if you guys have any questions at all, check me out on my Facebook page, Eddie Bader. And you'll see the photos that we have, and you'll also see all the instructions for the open house. I look forward to seeing you guys there.
All right. I am posting this.
Thank you, Greg. You're one of my biggest supporters, by the way.
Absolutely, man. I mean, I talk about this from time to time. May as well mention it since we're talking real estate. And this is another period right now similar to the one that I was going through when I needed to sell my last house. And at the time, my goal was to get out of... It was a nice house. There was nothing wrong with it. Great house. Had a lot of improvements done. Thank you, Georgia Floors Direct, as always. And, but the way the market was running at the time, I really just wanted to recoup.
Yeah.
Without having to pay to sell. A lot of people were.
A lot of people were cutting checks at closing that were selling houses.
Yeah, and it's not supposed to work that way. But you must remember who was president back then.
Correct.
Whoa! I can't do it today.
Oh.
My woer is...
Whoa.
Is woeing, yeah. Whoa!
Wow. Man.
I got to use it more often.
I guess
you,
so.
You use it, you lose it, right?
That's
Isn't that
right.
the way it's supposed to work? Something like that. Anyway, so... Eddie, you and I had just gotten to know each other.
Yep.
I mean, this man knows what he's talking about. So I listened to Eddie, and he said, let me manage the property. We'll rent it. I'll find you a good renter. He did. A person who paid.
Really good
month on time. And we waited, what, about 2 years?
About 2 years, yeah.
And sure enough, not only did I sell it for far more than I owed on the mortgage, which is, that's all I wanted in my initial goal. That's the difference. Somebody with experience, somebody who's, who does research and understands the market's coming back. He said, but it's going to take some time. We gave it time, and I got the money back.
That's really good to hear. And that's another good thing. With things going the way they are in real estate, there are some big changes come July. We felt very much more comfortable going with a local broker, someone that knows this area, knows it real well.
Mm-hmm.
So absolutely love Forrest. Like I said, I can't wait to get him in here. You guys are going to love him as much as I do.
Absolutely. We need to set up a business break.
We'll do that.
3:22, and what a good start we're off to this afternoon because we have Legal Eagle and local heartthrob.
Oh, Chad!
On the line. Hey, buddy.
The reason your Obama yell is not working is because have you walked outside and looked down the interstate to see the layer of pollen that's hanging over
man.
The city right now?
Yeah. Very yellow.
It is a big,
is that what it is?
Giant
yeah.
yellow cloud over everything.
And no rain so, coming.
Yeah. It's not until next week. Yeah.
And not until Eclipse Day.
That's right.
So you're not, yeah, so you're not going to be able to do Obama. Oh, oh,
oh. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, whoa. I'm Savior. I'm the one I've been waiting for. What a
yeah,
prick.
I guess they're all crowing about the job numbers today. Now we found out that half of the job numbers, more than half, are part-time jobs.
Yes.
And more than half, I know you're. This is going to be shocking to y'all, of the game, government-created jobs.
That's the government created.
I'm shocked.
Yes, we are shocked.
Well, here, it's unbelievable just how puffed up all this stuff is. It's like a giant marshmallow with nothing in it,
mm-hmm.
you know? It's
yeah.
Just, but we're going to figure that out sooner or later, right? It's all going to come to, you can't hide forever this stuff.
No.
The truth will out, and you can sit here and talk about, have part-time jobs, and you can have, you know, all the stuff they try and say is a sign of the awesome economy of Joe Biden, but nobody believes it because everybody is, you know, paying $6 for a dozen eggs.
Yeah, well, the economy and the perception of it comes down to the individual who's buying things that they always routinely buy at the store and noticing, man, look at this price. It's crazy.
Right. Yeah.
Right. So I was just getting ready to buy some flowers for my garden, and I was noticing that a flat of impatience flowers that was, you know, a big, these are kind of the bigger 4-inch ones, they were about $25 about a year or two ago, $44.
Yeah, 40-something bucks now, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Ridiculous.
I mean, it's insane, you know, and you could pick anything, just, you know, just watch the price of a energy drink or a Coca-Cola or a coffee or, you know, any of that stuff that you just grab and go.
Chad, I'm glad you mentioned that because at Food Outlet, all three locations,
yeah.
6 packs of half-liter bottles of all Coke products are just $3.33, easily the best soda value in town.
Best deal in town.
But that's a great deal.
Yep.
It is.
It's a bargain. It's a bargain, I tell you.
Stock up, Sonny. Get over to the food outlet and get the soda, would you, Sonny?
Yeah, get the soda. Yeah.
Hey, is there something we can play for you today, Your Eminence?
We have not played Elvis Anonymous in quite a while.
I agree.
So, why did I know that was what you were going to ask for?
Thank you
very much. Yes.
Y'all have a great afternoon and a good weekend.
You going to the air show?
Yeah, great. Yeah, it's going to be a great weekend for the air show. So
it really is. Sure. And man, they're still seeing plenty of flybys all over town. It's pretty cool.
Love it.
It is, yeah. Y'all take care. Have a good one.
And thanks. That's why I really don't want to get too off the deep end today, because we have this incredible air show. We are very blessed to have Maxwell Air Force Base here and what is going on. And we're all going to be feeling good about America and the talent and technology of our military. We should bask in that for a couple of days.
Certainly.
We have a God-created event that's coming on Monday that will all make us feel humble. And by the way, there's a conspiracy on that, by the way.
There's a lot of them.
Today. Yeah. And then Tuesday, we can go back to the same old stuff.
And Greg, I want to remind you of what you said at the beginning of the show about the battle that we're in, David and Goliath. I want to remind you of who won that battle.
Vegas had Goliath winning that thing. That was as better as the gamblers lost their butts
wrong.
On that.
They were dead wrong.
On that one.
Yep.
Alrighty, it is 327. 272-9228. So we're going to try and keep it light. Brandt is going to join us. He's going to give us a deeper dive on those phony numbers that came out today. And the lemmings in the market went right with it. Dow's back up 300 points. On what? On the most specious soda cracker integrity numbers I've ever seen. As Chad pointed out, part-time jobs count now.
And how many of those people that have getting those part-time jobs, this is their second job?
Yes.
Yeah. It's a second job.
And government jobs.
Yeah.
And I'm no knock on folks who work for the government, but I'm betting that a lot of the government jobs that are created, people don't even show up at an address to work.
That's part of the problem.
Yeah. And let's keep racking up that debt. That's real good for the country, is to keep spending $1 trillion every 3 months, you a-holes. You are the most despicable, scum-sucking, boot-licking. Thank God it's Friday. I hate you. I'm running out of horrible adjectives, but you know who you are, and you suck. Yes. And we don't like you. And we're not going to like you, ever. You anti-American douchebags. I think I covered it, didn't I?
I think you got that one pretty good.
All right, good. And I am jitty today. I just want to have a little fun, couple of laughs. There's a big story. How about the earthquake in the Northeast?
Yeah.
Man.
Come on, that's the loudest anybody's ever talked about a little earthquake.
I mean, no, it didn't knock any buildings down. It wasn't like the one in Taiwan, which was multiple times more strong. But still, it bounced cameras on live television shows. And you know,
that part didn't break off a little bit.
Unusual for them, though.
Yeah, that was that.
You do well. Actually, I watched a documentary on this.
Yeah,
I think it was on Nat Geo, the New York megaquake.
Megaquake.
Yeah, New York is perfectly situated for a mammoth natural disaster, an earthquake that could. Yeah, that's why they keep certain documents and things in vaults in New York.
I never knew just they were earthquake case. Prone at all.
Yeah, it's not like the San Andreas Fault,
right?
It's like in terms of frequency, but the potential for a catastrophic quake there is, well, it's there. Odds of it happening, who knows? But that's God's time plan, not mine.
Yeah, don't be surprised if it happens.
Poof.
Well, yeah. Say, let's talk about Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. We have enjoyed some of the nicest weather of the year the last couple of days, and this weekend will be more of the same, except a little warmer. Leverage's forecast coming up shortly. But, you know, we're about to turn the corner into the relentlessly hot weather. Now, do you have an existing relationship with a heating and air conditioning company where you know that they will be out to address an issue if you get one?
No.
Well, let me tell you about Clark's, 277-2125. When it comes to experience and customer service, nobody beats them. They know what they're doing. A Clark's Club membership is a $180 investment, much of which you'll get back on lower energy bills. They also can sell you a new system if you're ready to buy, and I recommend you do it. And if you want, send me a message. I'll give you the unit type that we purchased. We had to go to budget billing for the first time because our summer bills early last year were over $500, which was way more than they, even on the worst of the hot weather. And they nursed it through July, and into August, and then we had the new system installed. Stayed on budget billing, by the way, with Alabama Power and Light, which is why when I tell you over six quarters, our budget billing cost has gone from $395 to $211.
Wow.
Almost half, and I wouldn't be surprised if it goes down again, because this new unit not only is very energy efficient, but when you put a command in, it's digital, put a command cool to 72, you feel it right away. It's an immediate response. And I don't hear fan blades and metal sounds from outside the house. It's quiet. It's Elmo Fudd quiet. They also have the best plumbers on the planet that can diagnose any situation from the Buffalo valve to the backyard fence. They also have the technology to go under your house and take a look. Because there again, that isn't true. Those pipes under the house, if you get those checked out, better to do preventive maintenance there than wait for something horrible to happen. 277-2125 puts you in touch with the greatest talent in home infrastructure in the River Region. 277-2125. Visit ClarkComfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004.
Traffic is brought to you by Dylan Rings. Dylan Rings has great watches and beautiful rings. Or have Josh design a piece of jewelry for you. Shop Dylan Rings now at 119 Brown Springs Road. And check them out on Facebook.
272-9228. For a request on this Friday, here's Skipper.
Well, around the Montgomery area right now, we're not looking too bad. We've got light to mostly moderate traffic, a little busy on I-65 and 85. Boulevards, light to moderate. No major problems anywhere. Earlier, we had an accident, Woodley Road at Dartmouth Circle, but we believe that one is out of the way. And if you're traveling out of Montgomery on I-65 northbound, up above the Pine Level Highway 31 exit, around mile marker 190, we had a minor accident earlier. We believe that one is also out of the way. But use caution just in case if you're traveling up that way. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. At McKinnon Toyota, financing is as low as 2.9%. The inventory is rising for Camrys, Corollas, 4Runners, and more. It's worth the drive. McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. Wendell Chase, SkyWatch Traffic.
Today. Are you ready to transform your bathroom into a space of innovation and luxury? Look no further than Bath Innovations of Alabama, your go-to for custom bathroom remodeling. Bath Innovations introduces cutting-edge shower enclosures crafted with integrated high-tech polymer, safety, space optimization, and a stunning aesthetic. These enclosures redefine your bathroom experience. Made with top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy to clean, and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Bath Innovations shower enclosures proudly carry the prestigious Good Housekeeping seal of approval, ensuring quality and excellence. With over 300 color pattern combinations, finding the perfect match for your bathroom decor is a breeze. Elevate your space with Bath Innovations. Interested in a bathroom remodel? Call Bath Innovations today for a free estimate. Visit their design center at 2331 Eastern Boulevard or explore options on their website, bathinnovations.com.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
We're David and Greg Figueroa, founders of Melinda's Hot Sauce.
Customers say we've ruined all other hot sauces for them.
So, we're sorry.
For rocking your world.
We're sorry we craft hot sauces from fresh, hot, flavorful ingredients, while other brands just use dried spice dust and vinegar. So, a moment of silence.
Set your mouth on flavor with Melinda's Hot Sauces. Find them at your local retailer or online at melindas.com. That's MELINDAS.com.
Are you someone who tries to drive while distracted by your phone? Someone who props it on the steering wheel or peeks down at it for a glance? Or just scrolls and scrolls? If so, You could be the next person to get into a fender bender, get a ticket, veer off the road, or even cause a crash that kills you or someone else. Enough already. Put the phone away or pay. Paid for by NHTSA.
Outdoor maintenance is hard work. When you look out the window on a hot day and you see the grass saying, mow me, do you really want to do that? It's not good for your health. It's hard work, so why not turn that hard work over to a team that is ready to work hard? And that's the team at Turf Stalkers. Brian McMahon and his group, Turf Stalkers, by the way, named for the Night Stalker, a jet that he was part of a team on during his service in the Air Force. So if you want that military dedication and attention to detail and a great result at a fair price, call 558-1611. That's 558-1611 for Turf Stalkers. They do a great job.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This eclipse is a once-in-a-lifetime celestial event, so that's why we're having a sale, sale, sale! Why stop at Eclipse Glasses? We've got Eclipse Hats, Eclipse Toothbrushes, Eclipse Adult Diapers, and even Eclipse Soups.
Do you have, ladles?
Oh yeah, we've got the biggest selection of Eclipse ladles on the market. Everything Eclipse at Eclipse Everything.
Do you have very lean salami?
We have 42 kinds of lean Eclipse salami. And if you put it on top of some Eclipse bologna, you've got a lunch meat Eclipse.
I can't get enough of this Eclipse.
So come to Eclipse Everything today. You'll be blinded by the savings.
Ah! And the, I'll tell you what, I personally know people, and I know that thousands and millions are migrating towards what do they call it? Damn, I am fried.
Ground, the best place you could see the eclipse there?
That's totality.
Yeah.
The path of totality. Somewhere within that. And many of them are traveling or making round trips over 2,000 miles to find out that you're not going to see it. They're going to be, there's going to be cloud cover. Now, they'll get darkness, but they won't be able to see the moon block the sun. Mm. So I feel for them. But still, plunging into darkness at 1 in the afternoon without a weather emergency has got to be kind of cool. It is 3:38, and we have Station Wagon Pete on the line. Hey, Pete.
Hey, good afternoon, Greg, Eddie.
How you doing, bud?
Doing good. Hey, going hand-in-hand with the Maxwell Air Force Base open house, I know a true American hero, and I published an article on my Facebook page about Mike Maltz and Pararescue Man. And if you go to my Facebook page, and it's a good read, Greg.
All right. Certainly be happy to take a look.
Beg your pardon?
Be happy to take a look.
Yeah,
you want to give us a quick tease on the story?
What it is that they dedicated a $60 million training facility at Lackland Joint Base San Antonio in his name.
And can you give us a little insight on the heroic actions?
What it is Mike Maltz, I served with him, and he was a friend of mine at the 1827th in San Antonio, Texas, and he cross-trained into the pararescue. And he was a pretty much feared training instructor. And he was due to retire, and he was killed in action in Afghanistan.
Wow.
So go to my Facebook page, Peter M. Hansen, and there's an article on there about Mike Maltz.
And you know, when you talk about this man, and you look at the way this administration crapped on that legacy with the way they conducted our withdrawal from Afghanistan, that just makes you burn even more, doesn't it?
Yeah, it makes my blood boil.
Yeah, mine too.
Yep. So, but just go ahead and give it a read, Greg, and if you feel like it, you can share it with your listeners.
All righty, we appreciate it, Ben. Thanks.
Thank you, bud.
All right, 272-9228. I'm going to read what I just posted on my Facebook page. This notification, I'm sad to report that Charlie Greider passed away overnight. Doctors said he took a turn for the worse. They did all they could. We have no information on funeral arrangements, but as soon as we know, it will be posted here. He had not had any setbacks. They did see some small improvements, but he must have been too weak. Pray for his family. Please do. Charlie Greider has been part of the local radio business for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. And one of the nicest people I've had the privilege to meet here. And I'm not trying to make this about me, but when I came here, I was a whole different cup of tea.
Yeah.
And Charlie was one of the first people to welcome me and say, hey, you know, you can build something here. And never had a bad word to say about anybody. Everybody loved the guy. There's not too many people you can say, hey, come up with a bad word about, at least one. Can you come up with one bad word about Charlie? You couldn't. You just couldn't. So I'm very saddened to share that news this afternoon. And a big part of the Larry Stevens empire when, and in my opinion, Larry will always, when they're still talking about what you did on the radio 20 and more years after you did it, you left a hell of an impression. Larry's here Tuesday. We played a bunch of clips from his show on WHHY from the 80s, and it was great stuff. It was big time radio.
Yeah.
And I would like to think that I at least brought a taste of big-time radio here.
No.
I wasn't asking you. And maybe I'm still in the process of earning that. Do you think there's at least a chance?
No.
Okay. You're entitled to your opinion. So, anyway, sad to share that news this afternoon. That's a loss. Not only to our business, but to humanity. Mm-hmm. He's a great guy.
He was a friend to every newbie. In radio. He befriended me when I first moved down here in the 80s, and I've loved him ever since.
He, everybody loved Charlie. Yeah. Like I said, try to find one person that's got something to say about Charlie that isn't positive. You would be looking for a long, long, long time.
Yeah.
Biden pushes loan bailouts despite SCOTUS ruling. How does he do that?
I wish I knew.
The Supreme Court is the final word on what's constitutional and what's not. And if the forking president can't follow that, what chance do the rest of us have? They already told him you can't do that. You don't have the power to do that. You can't buy votes by giving away taxpayer money without the consent of the people. And the people is Congress, you dumb, ignorant son of a bitch. Go screw yourself. You old fart. Doddering old fart.
Welcome to Happy Hour, everybody. My name's Greg. I'm an alcoholic, currently not using. We have your...
I'm glad to hear you're not California sober.
No, that's the biggest crack pile in the world, California sober.
It is.
If you are... I saw the definition. In fact, I read it on the air. California sober is not sober, damn it.
Right.
And if you just stop drinking... without working on the rest of your problems, you're just dry. And sometimes even worse than you are when you're drunk. So I don't want to hear California sober my ass. I need a cigarette.
News is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm, your Alabama personal injury lawyer.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. A top U.S. cabinet official was in Montgomery this week to discuss revitalization efforts with Mayor Stephen Reed. U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg toured some West Montgomery sites where the city is investing $36.6 million in federal grant money. A deputy with the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office is in critical condition after being involved in a crash Wednesday night. 21-year-old Jeremias Young was involved in a single-vehicle accident around 7 p.m. in the 4500 block of Hobby Road. Young has been transported to UAB Hospital in Birmingham for advanced treatment. The Beyond the Horizon Air Show featuring the U.S. Navy's Blue Angels takes place this weekend at Maxwell Air Force Base in Montgomery. Gates open at 8 a.m. on Saturday and Sunday. Opening ceremonies begin at 11. The event is free and open to the public. You won't need a military ID to get on base. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Been injured in a car wreck and no fault of your own? Who are you going to call? Call me, Johnny Adams.
Call Johnny Adams Law Firm.
representation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other lawyers.
Here are some tips for viewing the eclipse. Never stare into the eclipse. It may cause blindness. The same thing goes for Ryan Seacrest's teeth. Here's another tip. If you can't make it to an area in the path of the eclipse, close your eyes. It's the same effect. Or, try this. Even though the eclipse involves the Earth, Sun, and Moon, don't let that stop you from saying your anus as much as possible. It's that hilarious. And finally, since kids don't know any better, tell them the sun broke, the world will ice over, and all of you will freeze to death. The look on their face will be worth it. Enjoy your viewing of the eclipse.
The good folks at Wendy's have a revolutionary new product for you. Introducing the new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. It's like a time machine that takes you all the way back to now, the year 2024. It's the classic, creamy, orangey flavor you remember. Dare I say, it's new timey. It's the flavor you grew up with, just all grown up. Head over to your local Wendy's establishment and get yours while supplies last. The new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. Here for the now, for now.
Limited time only at participating Wendy's.
Hey, pet parents. With Progressive's collision coverage, you get extra protection for your cat or dog, because there's nothing worse than seeing your pet hurt. Like when you see their face after accidentally stepping on their tail, and you say, "I'm so sorry, Mr. Pickles." But as you kiss his nose and rub his little belly welly, you know Mr. Pickles is thinking, "You betrayed me." Anywho, Progressive pays up to $1,000 in vet bills if your pet is injured in an auto accident. Learn more at Progressive.com and watch where you step. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Collision coverage subject to policy terms. Not available in all states.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our temperatures are still running way below normal, but it's a good weekend forecast. Clear skies, quite cold for early April tonight. Low temperature 38 by dawn. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. A pretty nice day with a high around 71 for Saturday. More sun, upper 70s on Sunday. Then on Eclipse Monday. Unfortunately, I'm not optimistic about the cloud cover situation for viewing the eclipse Monday afternoon. Widely scattered showers possible. High 79. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I got $20,000 for a kidney. I never knew organs were worth so much.
That's right. Kidneys are at an all-time high. And you can turn your warm, healthy kidney into cold, hard cash with Cash for Kidneys.
Sure, removing my own kidney was horrible. But when I got that check, man, the pain just disappeared.
We'll send you a postage-paid biohazard donor's return pack. Just plop in your kidney, mail it in, and Cash for Kidneys will pay you promptly.
I figure that's why I got two of them. One for making urine and the other for making my dream Hawaiian vacation a reality. Thanks, Cash for Kidneys.
Call Cash for Kidneys today and turn your gland into green.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. You know, my phone's got a little age on it. It's like 2 or 3 years old.
Yeah.
And it's reached that age now where if I put it in my pocket and I bounce around or I do any kind of physical activity, it starts deleting apps.
Oh.
calling people I didn't want to talk.
Had to do the calling, yeah.
And sending text messages of gibberish.
Yep.
You got to be real careful with it.
Error. Yes.
As I am trying to communicate with somebody, and I realized it was, I checked in settings, it was in airplane mode.
And that happened too. Usually if my phone is quiet for about 15 minutes, I have to look down and see what happened, and yeah, it'll be in airplane mode.
And I hate it when it's in airplane mode because it always says,
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Something like that. I know, that was a layup, and I apologize, but Rosie writes the jokes for this show, and if you're really not happy with them, you should blame her.
Blame it on me.
Take it up with Rosie.
At 5:35, our movie maven, Miss Murray, we're going to be talking about sci-fi, I believe, today. And there's a couple on there that I know I would recommend on a list of the top 30 sci-fi movies of all time. And then on Fridays... Sorry, I just broke every radio rule of the book. I have been working out so hard, my metabolism is on nonstop. And all I did was, I just tore off a piece of bread. Just tore it off. And put some peanut butter and jelly on it. Not much, just a schmear. Schmear is a Yiddish word which means a schmear.
A schmear.
Of something. So what else do we want to talk about today? Titan of the Greek god, who's still hoping that women will come along and help him sire, you know, a dozen or more Greeklets.
Right.
Still in the market for that. I know, Thino, we've been pushing that for you for a long time. And one of these days, your ship will come in. Radio works. It's just taking longer in your case.
Okay.
Great guy.
Yes, he is.
He's Mr. Christmas out in the Deer Forest, Deer Creek, out there on Vaughan Road.
Oh, he's a great guy.
For years. I was talking about the... Well, the earthquake today in New York, I mean, that was not, you know, they're not going to make a disaster movie about that quake, but it got everybody's attention. 14 states felt that quake.
Yeah.
The biggest one ever, though, was the Alaska quake of 64, and I believe that was on Palm Sunday.
Yeah. All kinds of great video, or not video, but pictures out there of that.
There's a clip of, and I forget, I think it has a Spanish name, it's a port, where ships would dock. It drained all the water out of that port temporarily.
Yeah.
That's how big it was. You had roads that were split in two with one level 30 feet above the other.
Actually, met someone, a neighbor of ours several years ago that was there during that time. Her and her husband were stationed at Elmendorf in Anchorage. And they lived, I think she said they lived about 3 or 4 miles off Government Hill, which is right outside the base. And when it happened, her husband went to come home, but of course he couldn't. Right. Everything was blocked, so he literally ran.
Wow.
Ran all the way home. And she told, or he told her of watching several neighborhoods just wash out into the ocean as he was coming home.
Yeah.
Living there, and they have all the photographic evidence you want to see, it's amazing to see that once was a neighborhood, went out literally about a half mile. It's just not there anymore.
You know, the thing that people have been through major earthquakes, they all tell you basically the same thing. The one thing that we take for granted, wherever. The one thing we take for granted is that the ground is going to be there and be steady. It's programmed to the deepest levels of our brain. And when that perception is tampered with by the actual movement of the ground, the feeling of powerlessness. Have you been through one?
Yes, several.
Several.
Am I not counting?
Absolutely. There's nowhere to hide.
There's nowhere to... You feel so helpless. There's nothing you can do.
Yeah, and you never know when. And God forbid you're on the upper floor of a building or something. That's got to be horrifying. That's why I'm surprised L.A., they used to have a 10-story limit on buildings or something around that level. Now it seems like they're building because they're earthquake-proof. Yeah, where have we heard that before? Yeah. Like the Twin Towers can never be knocked down. Right?
Right.
So I'll believe that when the next big one hits California.
We went through a pretty good one in Anchorage, and we were on the 9th or the 13th floor in the hospital.
Oh,
and
man.
It felt like that building was like a piece of pine straw just kind of swaying in the wind. It wasn't herky-jerky like a lot of them, and I think it was because we were so high up. But again, that feeling of helplessness, you're just, There's literally nothing you can do. You know, in tornadoes, you have the sirens, and you feel like you can get away. In that earthquake situation, you just... Yeah. And it takes you a couple seconds to realize what just happened after it happened.
Yeah, because it can affect your equilibrium.
Big time.
If you're trying to walk or navigate in that, and the ground beneath your feet is shaking, what do you do? There's nothing to hold on to because everything else is moving too. So you just need to lay down or sit down and ride it out.
You know, the talk has always been that by the way the plates are set up, that one day California is just going to break off.
Right, right.
And I would never want that to happen until now. I mean, I don't want anybody to die. Just have California kind of like break loose and just float, like to the southern hemisphere or someplace.
Do you think it would float or kind of would sink? I mean, you know, poop floats, so I'm kind of thinking...
Yeah, you're right. Because poop is lighter than water.
Yeah, it floats. I think it's going to be a floater.
Yeah, that would be one massive, enormous floater. Nobody dies. They just go to the southern hemisphere, as far away from the rest of us, and take their poison and toxic culture and all their bullcrap ideas with them. But, and there was no way to measure it in 1811, but the one area that we have to keep an eye on is the New Madrid Fault, which is in lower Missouri, in the Ozark area. Because that area was settled when this happened. And some of the accounts of that explosive earthquake, this one was so serious that as the plates crashed together, they created sand geysers.
Oh, wow.
Coming out of the ground.
Yeah.
And we're talking serious amounts of sand. Geologists today, if they dig down, if they do a slice through the ground, that's the peanut butter crawling down my throat. In certain spots, there's a very thick layer of sand. That's your timestamp for that event.
Where it blew up.
They must suspect it's due because they have reinforced all the bridges across the Mississippi. Because if those all fell in, there could be some serious issues.
I believe there would be.
In getting goods and services around the country. I know what I'm talking about here, folks. If you get a chance, you can look up some of the accounts, first-hand accounts of people recalling what that was like for them. Soldier Boy. Why am I not hearing anything here? What could I have done wrong? There we go.
Hey, Soldier Boy.
Hey, you know the great actor Kurt Russell who played Snake Plissken?
Oh, yeah.
He's in Nostradamus. What's the first movie? Escape from New York City.
Yeah.
Whoa, how appropriate. And his next movie was Escape from L.A., California.
Ooh.
Maybe he knew something.
Yeah. I remember, what was her name? She was on NYPD Blue, Kim Delaney.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
She had some serious alcohol problems. But one of the last things I remember her doing was a made-for-TV film called 10 and a Half, which was about the earthquake that blew past the 10 mark on the Richter scale.
What is that, the
La Brea
Tar Pits? What is that in L.A.?
La Brea Tar Pit, yeah.
I always wanted to see that. I say it's active.
That's one of the real curious. I mean, I worked next to it. I don't know if I mentioned this 40 or 50,000 times over the years, but I used to work for a group called Styx. Do you ever hear them?
Styx!
We threw it out there today.
No, I haven't.
And A&M Records was on La Brea Avenue. Right next to the tar pits.
Now, did it have a smell? Like a petroleum.
And nobody ever stopped to wonder, hey, there's this geological feature here with this hot